Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the seventh week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Here the writer of the Epistle of Hebrews reminds us that faith is the basis on which we rely for blessings which we do not yet see. Or in other words, I must wait for a blessing that I can neither see nor hear, but can only hope for. This is the situation in the Gospel for this week, Mark 8, 1 through 9. Here we have a large group of men, almost 4,000 of them, who with their wives and children have been with Jesus and his disciples for 3 days with nothing to eat. This was real fasting, I would have you understand. They are now hungry, far from home, and without the necessary provisions to sustain themselves. The writer of Hebrews says that faith is an assurance whereby I hope for blessings that I cannot see. This is the kind of faith that we find here in this multitude. They see no food at all, but they still hope that God will sustain them. What does Jesus do here? What attitude does he take in this business? It would almost seem that he has no clue at all, for he goes to the apostles and asks them what to do about the problem of feeding these people. Their reply is characteristic enough. How can one feed these men with bread here in the desert? Here we see how human reason and faith not infrequently walk along together. We see that the smarter human reason is, the less it is in line with the works of God. Jesus put his question to the disciples so that each of them should learn to recognize from the way his own reason reacted that there really is no way in which reason and faith can be brought together. Here we learn that as soon as faith begins, reason must be shut out from that time or granted leave of absence. Let us pray. Loving Father, on whose bountiful providence we wholly depend, give us at your pleasure whatever necessities this life requires. Above all, continue to feed our souls with spiritual food, the bread of life from heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.